The Episcopal General Convention has voted to confirm the election of the church's first openly gay bishop. He's Reverend Gene Robinson, who was elected Bishop of New Hampshire. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty is at the Episcopal Convention in Minneapolis, where the vote has taken place, and she joins me now. Barbara, tell us how close the vote was.
Well, it was actually pretty close. It was a very heated debate. What happened is Gene Robinson needed 55 dioceses, essentially, to vote on his behalf. And he got 63 dioceses from the lay voters and 65 from the clerical voters, which means that it was a fairly close vote. And I have to tell you, Jackie, because of the weird way that they tabulate this system, the voting system, it was really a cliffhanger right to the end. It was really quite exciting as far as kind of church things go.
There seemed to be so much debate, so much emotion around this. What were the for and against arguments you were hearing?
Yeah, it was very, very spirited. Let me just tell you, just before they had the debate, we heard this commotion, and literally people were running to the microphones so they could give their points, both for and con Gene Robinson. So it was a very, very spirited debate. On the conservative side, what they said is, look, the Bible is very clear. It prohibits homosexuality and homosexual behavior, and therefore we cannot, as a church, endorse this by endorsing an openly gay bishop. On the other side, what the other side said was, look, God is doing a new thing here. In the past, the Bible has been used to condone slavery, to put down women, and we've all decided as a church that we had to move on from those positions, and we're going to do that here. God is an inclusive God, and therefore we are going to do this new thing, follow God in this new way. That's obviously just boiled down, but it was a very spirited debate.
Now, there's to be another vote on this tomorrow, I understand.
That's right. The House of Bishops will vote on this. And what I have heard is that if the House of Deputies, which is the one that just voted, if they voted in the affirmative, then it was pretty clear that the House of Bishops would also endorse Gene Robinson. So anything can happen, of course, but I think the feeling is that he will be the first openly gay bishop in the United States Episcopal Church.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty at the Episcopal Convention in Minneapolis, where Reverend Gene Robinson is now well on his way to confirmation as Bishop of New Hampshire.